Hello and welcome to Criminal Justice Knowledge. My name is Natalie Miller and I'm very pleased to welcome my guest today, Professor Emma Smith, one of the faculty members here at Humber in the Criminal Justice Degree Program and a PhD candidate at Ryerson University. Thank you so much for joining me today, Emma.
Thank you for having me.
Today we're going to be talking about corrections, a broad overview of corrections. So there's so many TV shows and things in the media now. So how do we view corrections? Generally speaking,
I think that's a really great starting point to this large topic of corrections. And one point that I really want to emphasize is that the images, the stereotypes, the narratives that we gain from watching TV shows or movies about prisons, prison culture, is highly emphasized, it's highly problematic, and oftentimes is rooted in and funded by people who have certain beliefs or perspectives or motivations of what they're trying to produce. So, for example, the shows like Prison Break and Orange is the New Black, although they're very entertaining mediums, they're still problematic. They still glamorize the life of the culture inside these institutions. And so the reason why it's so important to pull back the curtain on those pieces is that a lot of people gain their primary knowledge about corrections from these different programs. So that's why I think it's really important that these types of podcasts and different research initiatives are out there to really sort of emphasize that we actually don't know as much as we think we do about corrections.
Yeah, definitely not. It's an iceberg and we're only at the tip of the iceberg.
Yes.
So you spoke about these shows of Prison Break and Orange is the New Black, and that's really about crime and punishment. They go in, they do the crime, and then for the crime, and then they come out. But what is the role of corrections, really? What do we think of as a general society as the role of corrections?
Well, this is such a heated debate that is really entrenched in our communities. And although we hear these buzzwords about corrections being a piece for reintegration and rehabilitation, and there are absolutely programs and measures that are done, that are being installed or being enacted towards achieving those ends, there are also conflicting narratives of punishment, tough on crime type of perspective. And oftentimes those pieces are circulated within the media, they're circulated within police interactions, within the court system, with politicians. I mean, it's this huge cycle. So as civilians, we're presented with these two sort of very conflicting viewpoints of what is the role of incarceration, and do we even need to incarcerate people? Is this effective at all? I think one of the main pieces that has sort of flown, that has gone down throughout history, and we see this in so many different topics of world issues, is that if something is out of sight, it's out of mind.
Right.
And it's sort of like the problem is over here, we don't need to deal with it. And prisons is an answer to that. Prisons is a measure that enforces that and that sort of cycles that. So yes, okay, we take these people who have committed a crime, who may have serious issues, and let's just isolate them, and then we don't really need to deal with them and our life moves on. And some would argue, well, they deserve this type of punishment, or they could be harmful to the rest of us citizens.
Right.
But is that still an effective measure? Are we still, is it humane what we're doing?
Right. You'd think, some people think so, depending on what you know
about
corrections, might not be.
And this is one of the pieces that I find so fascinating about this topic, because there is this huge debate that people hold, and it's all often based on your own personal perspective and your own upbringing and whatnot. And then that debate can change radically when you consider different people who are in prison. I mean, oftentimes people say, I don't really believe in prisons, or I think the tough on crime element needs to be reduced, but it should be applied to Paul Bernardo.
Exactly.
Right, yeah. And it should be applied to certain people. And that's the piece that sort of is hard to get over for some people, is that whatever decisions we make about our institutions, they have to apply to everyone.
Yeah.
And so that's tough when you're thinking about child predators. So this is this contentious debate is ongoing,
yeah.
and often changes with the different politics and political parties that are in power, right?
Oh yeah,
the pendulum is swinging.
It just goes back and forth. We can never find something that works for everyone. Someone's always going to be upset. And of course, education, and not education in general, but education in a certain area of expertise, is always something that sometimes pushes the pendulum in a different direction. We have the fictional shows that we see, but we also see a lot of Discovery has the Investigation Discovery now, where they're doing documentaries on seems to be everything, where we're walking into prisons. I know on Netflix there's tons of, I think they're called the Locked Up series.
Right.
Are those accurate? How do we know if we're accurately seeing what's going on in these institutions?
Well, I am a media scholar and criminologist. I would argue that they are not accurate, although they are very entertaining and I do consume them myself. And they're often sold and marketed to the public that these are sort of behind-the-scenes views or up-and-close views of institutions, there is still an element of performance that is going on. You still have a camera crew and civilians walking into an institution that are filming people. They're selecting who they're filming. They're highlighting certain narratives. There's a whole editing process that's also going on. And you can see, if you watch some of these documentaries, the different elements that inmates do to get attention for the camera, whether it's flashing gang symbols or trying to be loud and screaming, trying to get camera time. I mean, there is this element of performance and attention that's being done.
Mm-hmm.
So this sort of leads back to my third really key point when we're talking about corrections more broadly, is how do we actually retrieve accurate information about these institutions?
Right.
If television and media and film are glamorizing these pieces, and we're having this ongoing debate in our society about whether corrections, these institutions are legitimate and appropriate or not for punishment, then how do we actually get inside these facilities and get the information? And that's where I would argue that scholarship and the field of criminology and corrections is so very important.
Mm-hmm.
And you see a lot of different works scholars have done to go in and try to collect data either through interviews or surveys. They're either while the inmates are in facilities or after they've been released. There's all these new creative ways that scholars are trying to achieve towards getting that data, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're essentially inserting yourself into a restricted population, which is really hard to actually get a sense of what it's like in that culture without bulldozing yourself through it with a camera crew, right?
Yeah.
And that information, you have to collect it ethically and you have to collect it accurately and then be able to relay that to the public.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why a lot of these studies take so long. And then there's often funding issues and there's politics involved with it.
Right.
So there are different levels to actually looking at this corrections piece.
Yeah, and we're just giving a broad overview of what corrections is, how to address corrections, and how to look at it. We'll have many more conversations in the different ways of gathering that information, of looking in the narratives of corrections. But I want to thank you so much for coming on today and giving us a general overview of corrections. And until next time, I'm Natalie Miller, and this has been Criminal Justice Knowledge.